Poetry on the Radio. Today, Robin Sykes.
For Gwen. Gwen studded our lives with her sequins and lace. She shimmered like satin with ribbons and curls. How we thrilled to be wrapped in her velvet embrace. Warm as merino, more lustrous than pearls. She knitted life's fabric with patience and flair for family, church, and community work. Together with Adrian, oh, what a pair! They made the joint jump. Half the town went berserk. When curtains of trouble drew in and around, they worked hard and prayed hard, their values aligned. Gwen treasured their bond, and their echoes resound in the hearts and the minds of the clan left behind. Her front doors stayed open to greet those in strife, and she trusted her God and his promise of life. For Gwen is a very personal poem, a sonnet I wrote for my mother-in-law, who passed away in 2022. I hope listeners will form a picture in their minds of who she was, her immaculate style, enormous generosity of spirit, and dedication to faith. She was a woman of her era. Even her name helps place her. Gwen. Most Gwens I know were born about the 1930s. That includes both my mother-in-law and my mother. One of my mother-in-law's distinguishing habits was a practical manifestation of her renowned hospitality. She believed no one should ever be turned away from the homestead on their farm. She had double doors installed in place of the single front door, and then she never closed them, summer or winter, day or night. And what a procession of people walked through those front doors, including, of course, me. Valet Gwen. For Gwen. Gwen studded our lives with her sequins and lace. She shimmered like satin with ribbons and curls. How we thrilled to be wrapped in her velvet embrace. Warm as merino, more lustrous than pearls. She knitted life's fabric with patience and flair for family, church, and community work. Together with Adrian, oh, what a pair! They made the joint jump. Half the town went berserk. When curtains of trouble drew in and around, they worked hard and prayed hard, their values aligned. Gwen treasured their bond, and their echoes resound in the hearts and the minds of the clan left behind. Her front doors stayed open to greet those in strife, and she trusted her God and his promise of life.
Today we heard Robin Sykes on Poetry on the Radio. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.